Well, another Biden rule the Trump EPA has targeted is one that would have limited the amount of toxic PFAS the petrochemical and other plants can release into waterways. The Biden administration didn't quite get the regulation over the finish line, and the Trump White House immediately withdrew it. Joining us now is Shannon Kelleher of The New Lead, an independent newsroom of the Environmental Working Group. She also happens to be a former Living on Earth intern. So welcome back, Shannon.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
For those who may not be familiar, could you explain what PFAS chemicals are and why they're often called forever chemicals?
So PFAS are a class of thousands of human-made chemicals that can be found in tons of products that we use every day, like dental floss, waterproof clothes, shampoo bottles, makeup, and they have a lot of industrial uses as well. PFAS are called forever chemicals because they don't easily break down in the environment. So once they're out there in the world, these chemicals can stick around for hundreds or thousands of years. I think communities that are located near these polluting facilities are especially at risk, and these tend to be low income and communities of color. However, I think PFAS is a universal problem that really affects everybody. Unfortunately, we're all being exposed to some degree, and this is a nonpartisan issue, or at least it really should be.
Why are PFAS chemicals such a critical issue in the broader conversation about environmental health and justice?
So PFAS, they're ending up in the environment in a number of different ways, from industrial wastewater, they can leach from landfills, they can end up in groundwater from firefighting foam, and they can be found in sewage sludge that is spread on farmland as fertilizer. They've been found on farmland in Maine and other parts of the country. Researchers with the U.S. Geological Survey have actually found that there is at least one type of PFAS in almost half of U.S. tap water. So these chemicals are really hard for people to avoid, and as a result, most of us have some level of PFAS in our bodies. And PFAS have been linked to a lot of health effects in humans, even at very low doses. Some PFAS have been linked to certain types of cancer. They suppress the immune system, which can lead to reduced vaccine efficacy. They've been linked to reproductive problems and also to high cholesterol.
Could you provide some context about this recent executive action by President Trump, concerning PFAS? What exactly happened?
This was a draft rule that was withdrawn from this White House makeup or cookware. Industry is really creative, and I think a lot of the time there are just less toxic ways of making the products that we use in our daily lives. Another point that comes up a lot is regulating PFAS as a class. This is a group of thousands of chemicals. So when we just regulate them a handful at a time, that's not always as effective because industry can, for example, switch over to other kinds of PFAS that may still be toxic. So I definitely think it's clear that there's still a lot that needs to be done.
And how do these recent actions by the Trump administration set us back in terms of PFAS regulation?
We don't really know going forward what Trump is going to do on PFAS. I think some people are concerned because just in his first few days in office, Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement and put these other executive orders in motion opposing renewable energy and supporting oil and gas development. And this is also an administration that says it wants fewer regulations, smaller federal government. In light of all that, I think people I've spoken with are worried about how that mindset could also impact rules that would regulate PFAS. And I think it's also worth noting that Project 2025, which is basically a blueprint that a conservative think tank called the Heritage Foundation developed for the Trump administration, that document has some concerning language in it about PFAS. It specifically says that the administration should revisit the designation of PFAS chemicals as hazardous substances under the Superfund law. That kind of language is concerning. But to be fair, we don't really know what Trump is going to do yet on PFAS. And Lee Zeldin, who was just confirmed as EPA administrator, has said he would make PFAS a priority. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Shannon Kelleher is a reporter at The New Lead, an independent initiative of the Environmental Working Group. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.